views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Live an enlightened and authentic life by standing in your own power. The Dr. Bree Show, The Goddess Emergence, brings forth new information supporting the ascension process happening on the planet now. Learn the true meaning of the word goddess and why each and every one of us is a divine being. Dr. Bree travels multiple worlds, bringing through the unknown ancient knowledge and messages to help you remember who you truly are and live life with truth, trust, and passion. Now, here's your host, Dr. Bree Gibbs.
Welcome, everyone. You know, it's such an exciting day for me today. I'm just sparkling all over. I'm wearing pink today, no rain, no snow. And it was like, this is a day I've been waiting for. My friend and I are back together again on doing shows again together. Catherine Lehman, which she's an actress, entrepreneur, has a healing center. It's just amazing. So we're going to talk about multiple things, but I want to show you this. Look at this. If you can see this, look at that. Sparkle, sparkle, sparkle. And then a picture of me with sparkling it, right? Don't be afraid to sparkle, guys. That's what I'm saying. Everybody needs to start sparkling in the fifth dimension. Everybody talks about, oh, we need to heal this from the third still. So the one thing that we're gonna talk about later, but I want to tell you this. If you keep looking back at the third, you're going to stay at the third. If you keep looking back at the fourth, you're going to stay at the fourth. Let's get out of it. So with me, I take myself way high up there. Start taking yourself up higher. Raise that vibration. You know, there's plenty of people out there to help. I'm one, Catherine's one. And you know, we've healed our core issues. We've accepted our galactic selves. I could go on and on and on about sparkling today because I'm so excited because Catherine's with me again. Hi, Catherine.
Hi, Bree.
Isn't this great?
It is.
So don't you just feel like sparkling because we've accepted all of that about us?
Absolutely.
I just sparkle.
Mm-hmm. And the more we sparkle, the more things are available for us to see, to engage with, especially the fairies.
Oh, no. They've been having fun with my dog, by the way. So I told him, no more at 3 o'clock in the morning or midnight. I can't handle this no more. Let him sleep. Excuse me. So let's talk about leaving the third and fourth emotions away from us. Drop them. Don't go back and have to analyze them. Because once you've healed them, it's an experience. It's not a lesson no more. So why go back and look at it? How can we get people to go to fully commit to the fifth and above?
One of the things that I have been doing with people is helping to take them through a guided meditation so they get a glimpse and a feeling of the soul of who they really are. And once they do that, when it's time to end the session, they'll go, but I don't want to come back. And you don't have to. You can keep this consciousness alive. You can continue to bring your loving, sparkly energy with you. You know, you don't need to come back in that consciousness anymore.
Right.
The way to heal is to stay out of the third and the fourth.
Right. I mean, who wants to go back? I don't.
And no analysis is needed.
Thank you.
No more.
I'm hearing people still saying, well, you still have to heal this or you still heal that. No, the thing is, you're already healed or you wouldn't be here right now.
Right. No, you don't. That is a misnomer. We don't need to heal those things anymore. We just need to accept.
Right.
That we don't need to heal it anymore.
Correct. So wouldn't that be, then it would be an experience, right?
Well, let me explain this. What I'm finding with people is if they have such a mental need to know, mm-hmm. that they want to go in and analyze and dig because then they feel they can really let it go. But what they do is they muck around in their story. because they get so involved in a story, because the story gives some sense of meaning and purpose to their lives, because otherwise their life is boring. So if they come up with a story, they go, wow, you know, this and that, and they get so wrapped up in it that they get too attached to their story and stay mucking around in it because it gives them the attention that they need.
So let me use me for example, okay? You know, I never hide nothing. Okay, so I woke up Sunday saying, I'm going to quit smoking and lose this weight. My husband looked and went, oh, I can't handle you if you quit smoking, right? You're so hyper anyway, right? I said, nope, I'm going to quit. Called my doctor and said, sat on Monday. He wasn't in. And I left a message for the nurse. When they come in on Tuesday, I'd like an appointment to get on Chantix, right? To lose weight. I mean, not to lose weight, to quit smoking. But I had in my mind that it's going to work for both. And it is, right?
Of course.
So that's the last part, the emotional part that needed to be fixed from what I went through as a child. Of, you know, started smoking as a child and the abuse as a child. You know, I'm just saying the last little bit that had to be fixed. Now that's not looking backwards. That woke up an aha moment, right? The most pivotal moment for me ever, where people have said, you need to quit smoking, you need to quit smoking. I'm going, I'm not going to quit smoking. Forget it. Don't even ask me. Right? I'll think about it one day, or I'll think, you know, and all of a sudden it was just like kabam. But that's not looking backwards. That's going forward.
That is going forward, because looking backward would be if you stay connected to it.
Correct.
And stay in that story of I smoke.
Right.
You obviously had an experience of being a non-smoker in your dream world that you liked so much that maybe even if you didn't remember it, when you came back, you said, whoa, I'm not going back there again. I want this.
Well, I was able to go into another dimension. I crossed, you know, time jumping, and I was able to see myself not smoking and healthy. And that is what really put it into me on a Saturday. And in meditation, I saw myself and it's like, okay. And then Sunday I woke up going, I'm not doing this tomorrow. So,
excellent.
But isn't there, there's so many people out there that need to realize they can stop looking at the past.
That they can. And they really need to ask themselves and be really honest. What value does somebody get out of staying in the past? You know, they're all contracts. The contracts are over. It's said and done. It's time to get on with a new, we create our own reality.
Right.
It's time to create a different reality. And
that's
not
very true.
Staying the reality we were born into.
Right.
You know, create.
So we come in with a master chart of astrologists, say, and we come in with that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we can step out of that box and make something out of our lives.
Exactly.
Right. So, you know, the thing is I think about this and I'm thinking how much that you've gone through and I've gone through since we've known each other. Right. And it's like the things we've accomplished and helping others besides ourselves, right. As we're helping others, we're helping ourselves at the same time. We're going, oh, wait, that can work on me too. Why didn't I think of that before? The guys didn't tell me, but it wasn't ready for us to know. So, but do you believe that your soul lets you know when you're ready?
Absolutely.
Okay, because a lot of people are going, I don't know, I've never, you know, felt that feeling, you know, but I tell people your soul will let you know you're ready. So the thing is I want to look at things in a really deep level when we come back and let's see, what time is it? Oh, okay, so I think I want to take a quick break and we'll come back with more of Catherine Lehman and myself.
Your best friend happy at Button Veterinary Hospital, your veterinarian in Tacoma, Washington, a full-service companion and animal hospital providing quality veterinary care throughout the life of your pet. At Button Vet, they understand the special role your pet plays in your family and are dedicated to becoming your partner in your pet's healthcare. To learn more about Button Vet, Dr. Daniel Jensen, and their other incredible veterinarians, visit buttonvet.com.
Do you want the knowledge and wisdom to understand where spirituality, science, and psychology intersect? Then join the Karmic Path Radio Show with Tina and Laura on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. Follow this charmingly, disarmingly dynamic duo as they explore how psychic ability, spirituality, and karmic law tie together. For more information on Tina, Laura, and their groundbreaking work, visit thekarmicpath.com.
Beyond Symptom Management into True Wellness with Jessica Dooley on Purely You Radio. Tune in every third Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific as Jessica guides you to find and embrace your purest self. Not the self that is shown on social media, not the self that is created in your family's eyes, but your purest version of you. Purely You Radio supports true wellness, not just symptom management. For more information about working with Jessica Dooley, visit PurelyYouHealing.com.
The Knowledge Book, currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world, accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the Knowledge Book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant, Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters N-R-G.com.
Welcome back, everyone. So, Catherine, let's really get into delve deep inside of healing. There are so many people out there that are trying to help heal people right now on the fifth dimensional level, but yet bringing their third dimensional level self up to them. Do you know what I mean by that?
Yes.
Why are they doing that right now? I have my own perspective of it, but I'm like going, aren't they just making, forcing that stuff come back up? Is it the only thing they know how to do as healers?
It's the only thing they know. It's the only thing that was taught, and it's the only thing that was done to them. So people have to start thinking outside of the box.
Mm-hmm.
They really have to start looking at, okay, how can we do this differently? And tune in. People need to start trusting that their soul will guide them. And I want to say something about the soul. The soul doesn't talk always directly to you. You may get an intuitive thought.
Right.
But sometimes the soul is talking to you because it brings somebody into your life.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, says, here you go. Here's the conversation. And you look online and there's a course you can take that all of a sudden pops up that you've never seen before. That's your soul at work. People keep thinking they need to hear it. It doesn't always work that way.
Or see it. Right. And sometimes we see things and we go, oh, maybe we should take that. And then you take it and you go, oh no, that was not for me. Even the first 5 minutes. Oh no, that is not for me.
Right.
That actually happened. We have some exciting stuff to talk about now. I think through the healing just fine now. Okay. The galactics.
Okay.
You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. You know, they're my friends. Pleiadians.
As they are mine.
As the command, you know, go through everything. So I'm going to let you start it off.
Well, first of all, what I'd like to say is, I'm trying to narrow this down because I know I have so much time. But what I'd like to say is the Galactic Beings and the Galactic Federation is here to help us. There are those beings in the galactic airwaves that would like to do just the opposite. But the Federation is really doing everything it can to educate us and help us pull ourselves through into that fifth dimension. They've left a lot of clues, particularly in some of the ancient texts on the walls of the pyramid in Egypt, that's all being discovered now as to what they really mean. And so the hidden information, just as was predicted many years ago, is now becoming available to us. And we need to get in touch with our galactic self. I know I have, and I have friends on that realm that are keeping me attuned to what is really going on. Mm-hmm. And I know everybody has a different perspective, but that's the way it should be, because we all have a different hologram.
Right.
So if we bring your perspective is one piece of the puzzle, mine is another, and they click, then that helps to create, more forces that are unified to help this planet make the jump.
So the one thing is yes, they're working on the planet. They've incarnated and they're here. Right. And people are walking by them every day and they do not realize that. And it's like, wait a minute, you don't know anything about that person. You don't know about that person, and you get that feeling like, I know you.
Right.
They're here to help. And the whole thing is, the 4 foot blue, ones, the ETs, 4 foot ones, they are so full of love and they want to show themselves to you and they run because they don't want to scare you.
Right.
And they're all over the planet right now. It's like, oh my gosh, guys, just look. It's okay. They're going to help. They're just there to help you. Mm-hmm. They're bringing so much information through. We're ascending not just in the fifth, the sixth, the seventh, the 14th, third, and above. It's all open to us. Mm-hmm. And the Federation has a lot to do with that.
Of course.
And so if we look with the, Astro the Command, wanted me to do planetary work in the right way, how to do it right to help the whole nation, not just that wouldn't have happened in 2008 when he came to me.
Right.
And I couldn't say anything till this year. And I was like, oh, I can finally talk, but planetary work is so important, and they're wanting not for us not to destroy ourselves or mankind. They're here to help humanity. It shows how to love.
One of the things I do want to say in regards to this is they cannot rescue us.
Correct.
Everybody needs to step up to the plate and do their part. They are not allowed to interfere with our free will choice. They are not here to rescue us. They're here to show us the way. They've left us a path. And that's what we need to start to follow, by connecting with each other.
Right. So how would you suggest someone trying to get in contact with their galactic guides? Excuse me.
Well, one of the best ways is by listening to music. Mm-hmm. And particularly music that comes from outer space, mm-hmm. they have recorded. And also by doing, meditations to that kind of music. So many people are afraid that they're making it all up, that they won't allow themselves to go any further. They get scared that maybe this being is not a good one because of all the stories that they have been told.
Right.
But really what it is, it's a fear of them opening up to their own power.
Wow.
And they need to really start opening up their minds to, wow, what would be so wrong if this person is real, which they are, mm-hmm. We have so much to learn. Just like going to a different country on the planet and we get enmeshed in that civilization that lives there. We go to India or any place else. The people look different than we do. We're not really afraid of them. And we learn the culture.
Right, right.
Be treated the same way.
Right. Something happened a while ago with my husband. And he woke up one morning and said, I think the ETs were talking to me. They looked like us, but they didn't have hair. It's okay. So I went to a psychic fair this weekend, which I usually don't go. And a friend of mine said, come on down. There's a woman here that does her spirit guide etchings, right? So I went down for that. As my husband was going through the book, and I was waiting to go online, waiting my turn in line, right? And excuse me a minute. We must be all having this today. I'm just going to sparkle with my water now. Okay. So he pointed out the ones in this book he had saw. And I went, oh my God. You know, one is that belonged to a friend of mine that was there. That's one of her guides. And then another one, I go, oh, you're palladium. Then another one, I said, you're from the command. You know, and I'm looking at this, right? And I said, oh my gosh. And then so my husband sat down and had his done, which was totally different than the ETs, right? It was an Indian spirit guide, right? But it was amazing because he opened up right then and there. It was like a whole different person opened up when he saw these pictures.
Right.
The same pictures of what he saw. And it did, well, he wasn't afraid. He wasn't afraid when he was with them. They were just looking down at him. I said, they're letting you know they're here.
Right.
You know, and sometimes it's easier to sleep, say, than it would be when we're awake. Me, I go running up to them, hug them. Thank you. You're here. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Right.
Right.
But, and I'm sure I'd make a spectacle of myself. I'm hugging mom. They're wondering what's wrong with me. You know me. Yeah. I'm a sparkle everywhere today. But, you know, that is so true because when he saw that, and it's happened to other people, they go through the book and they see this, these different guides and prints of that she's done, right? And she'll make a copy. She takes a picture, makes a print. And she gets the name of who it is. And she did mine. And mine was not ET. It was from the Christ Consciousness, right? And I was like, going, oh my gosh, I know that person. You know, but at the same time, it is all interconnected together.
Yep.
And that's one thing that people have to understand. And it really irritates me when they don't, it's not just the Christ Consciousness, it's not just the Galactus, it's not just the goddesses. It's all of us in the animal kingdom, the plant kingdom, the elemental kingdom. We're all of the Christ Consciousness.
We're all one. So how could we
just
not?
One,
you know,
right? You know, I hear people say, well, you don't want to get involved with those ETs. Well, there are a couple that you don't really want to get involved in. We know that. Okay. But, you know, the thing is, how much is this? They're leading the way right now. And they keep leading the way. Mm-hmm. And they're just opening. They're just waiting for us to say, okay, we embrace you. We know you're here. Yeah. And that's what we need to do. So what do you think about what I just said? I mean, seriously.
I agree with what you say, but I also what it brings to mind is that, you know, the last thing that the shadow side of the unconscious side of the ETs that are connected with our military is trying to do everything they can to keep us separated from the positive, you know, the light beings. And I think people need to be aware of this. I don't want to be, you know, a downer on the show, but I need people to know that what they're trying to do is stage. The military is going to stage an ET attack, so to speak, put them in quotes, and then it's really going to be them. And then they're going to come in and rescue us, supposedly. That's so we will remain afraid of our brothers and sisters from the other dimension. Don't buy it for a second. Don't buy it for a second. Just know that it's all light. And this is just like a movie that's playing itself out.
Right, right.
Ending. If we don't buy it.
So as you're saying that, I'm getting chills all the way through me. I'm just like, oh, you got to be kidding.
So, no, light. And it's supposed to be done sometime this year or at the very latest next year. But it's really supposed to be done sometime this year.
Wow, that's something different. I haven't heard of that. But you know what? All I know is light wins. So give it up, guys. All right, we're going to take another break. We'll be back more with Catherine Lehman and myself.
Die Diane Robbins, published author and channel, connects our hearts to the hearts of beings in advanced civilizations as she taps into the cosmos. We are living in important times now as we merge our consciousness with these of other realms and raise our vibration and awaken to who we are and why we are here. Learn to live in unconditional love. Visit DianeRobbins.com today and immerse yourself in the many books, newsletters, and channeling Diane has to offer. Tune in to The Astral Insider, your portal for adventure, insight, and growth with Fernando Albert. And get ready to tour the astral realm, expand your life in ways you've never imagined, and call in for the journey of your life with this world-renowned lucid dreamer, astral projectionist, psychic medium, and healer, Fernando Albert. This is every second and fourth Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
If you have a sense that you are meant for more, join Heather Allison every third Tuesday at noon Pacific as she explores an ancient, forgotten energy within us and helps us access our original archetypal blueprint. The Golden Path will help you remember the key to unlocking your life, love, success, and magic you were meant for. A key to unlocking your Golden Path. Visit heather-allison.com.
Are you your story? Or can you change your story? Can you change what you believe to be true about yourself and your circumstances as part of your healing journey? What if you were to change your expectations? What if you were to invite ease and cooperation into every day and then step back and see what happens? It might just be easier. I'm Megan Edge, and I hope that you'll join me on my new radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
Want to find out more about Megan Edge? Visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Welcome back, everyone. So, Catherine.
Yes, Maddie.
We were talking during the break, and I'm sorry, I got to say it. Okay, so Channel 13 this morning, where I live, I was watching the news, right? And they were talking about the planets and everything, right? And they talked about Uranus, and they were talking about some other planet that smells horrible, right?
Okay.
So,
I hadn't heard about that one.
Well, this is what they were talking about this morning. That's why I got interested in, because I don't watch the news. My husband does, right? See how the roads are before it goes to work. I got up and they're talking about Uranus. They're talking about Jupiter. They were talking about all this and the planets aligning, right? The guy's not even an astrologer. You know, he just was talking about it, right? And the guy goes, oh, fart. He says, by the way, we can say that on the air now. You can't use the F word. You can't use the S word, but you can say fart now. I'm sorry. I had to bring that in.
Are we evolving as a species or digressing as a species?
You know, I'm telling you, some of the things that they're allowing us to say now, and I just start laughing because I'm going, okay, that's not a word I would use. I mean, that's just not me use that word, right? But I'm just laughing because I'm going, actually, it's evolving. You're letting your true, they're letting the true self of us, authentic selves come out. And that's what this show's about, right?
Right.
And it's like, you know, so be the true self you are. So anyway, back to the galactics and stuff. I had no idea that the military was planning something like that. That's awful. Shame on them. I cannot say it more than that. Otherwise, Kat, my producer, will be sitting there hitting the button every 5 seconds.
Yeah, they're planning on one of the places they're planning on the event taking place. One of the places is here in California.
Wow. Well, light wins. Just remember that.
I'm just going to see if Steven Spielberg's going to record it and make a movie out of it. You know?
You never know, right? You never know.
Hollywood's full of them.
So. I'm telling you. So anyway, so you've been up to a lot over the last year. Your journey has been amazing, you know, traveling and working with people. And, you know, tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I have been, you know, a famous guru from India called Muktananda, who since crossed to the other side, often said, if you think you're so enlightened, go drive a taxi cab in New York.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to drive my taxi cab in New Hampshire, i.e. work at a campground. And I was thrown into, it felt like the pits of unconsciousness, because the people don't have a clue.
Mm-hmm.
They have no clue. And so I was just wondering, what am I doing here? But, you know, it's like I got to see how many things are needing more evolution of consciousness. And the planet's going to make sure it happens because she is evolving.
Oh, yes.
We're either got to step up and go with her or, you know,
They're gone.
Yep.
Off the planet. If you don't evolve, you know, it's amazing how, what is it? Ostrich put their head in the sand, and a lot of people want to put their head in the sand instead of deal with what's going on. And, you know, I'm hearing all this new stuff, heal in the fifth dimension, do this, do that. And I'm kind of going, okay, guys, you know, get your head, the ostrich head out of sand. Let's get going, right? And you know, the thing is as we go on every day with what we're doing, we evolve. As long as you don't look back at every experience as wrong,
right?
You're fine, because I've had some experiences in my life that have been hard, but I will not change them because it evolved me to who I am today.
Exactly. What we have to move beyond is self-judgment of our
correct
actions. That is the only thing holding us back, is the lack of the inability to forgive ourselves for decisions we've made in the past. And what I want to say here is there is such a thing as destiny, and we're living our life backwards, because before coming here, our lives, we worked with our soul and our committee to plan this life. The people we would meet, how we would go about it, the choices we would make. And what happened is then it's like, okay, now you go to sleep, come here, and now you live it to see how it evolves you. And so it's not like... every decision has been, as you said, for a learning, growing, awakening process, not to be used in self-judgment. And I have a little caveat, just so you know, because I was in Africa. Ostriches do not bury their head in the sand.
Oh, I didn't know.
No, that's an...
How many times have we heard that as a kid?
Nope. They never,
I've heard that as a kid so many times.
Too, I did too, and I got corrected being over there. I had an ostrich get right in my face. So no.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious. Okay, so I'll think of something the next time the ostrich putting their head in the sand. How about we just put our own head in the sand? You know.
And you know what that does is it keeps people downgraded, because what I'm noticing right now, and it's rampant everywhere. People do not want to take accountability and responsibility for any of their actions. They want to blame and judge everybody else, even if they were the ones that created the scenario. They're not going to take responsibility. And that,
thank you.
That is a really tough spot that we're in, because the blame and judgment of others has escalated. And those that do that and don't step up to the plate and say, you know what, I made this choice, I'm sorry this happened, whatever, and apologize. I had a situation that happened in the last 3 weeks where nobody wanted to take responsibility for the chaos that was created, but all the fingers were pointed at me and I didn't have anything to do with it. So it's like, wow, really? Okay. So people really need to step up and own their stuff.
Right. We're not a catalyst for them of their junk.
No.
No. So the one thing is a lot of people don't understand, and I keep saying there's no room for judgment.
None.
There is no room for judgment of anything, even on ourselves.
You know, so, I walked into the gym the other day and they have these big signs, no place for judgment.
That's
it's a gym. So mm-hmm. that people don't get on judging themselves if they didn't work out enough or didn't lift enough weights or whatever. No judgment.
I don't look like that person. I'm not thin like you. You know what I'm saying?
Right, exactly.
No judgment.
Exactly.
You know, I'm not going to be a size 5. We all know that. That's not me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but, you know, I'm doing the best I can for me. And you're doing the same thing for yourself. Mm-hmm. But, you know, hearing that's in the gym, oh, that makes me feel happy.
Yeah, it's posted all over the gym. Yeah.
Good. You know, the thing that I think about is what we're here for.
Mm-hmm.
And the show we're doing today, we're kind of going from subject to subject, and it's kind of enlightenment of a lot of different things. And everybody just needs to look in that mirror and sparkle. Shine your inner light and just see how bright you can go with it. And you may not see it, but other people will see it. You know, that's so important to me that I let people know that. Even when I have a bad day, I do it. I shine that light. I'm going to keep shining it no matter what.
Right.
You know, and then think about it and go, okay, that's done. It's over. I'm done. You know,
this just occurred to me.
Uh-huh.
To not shine it is selfish.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It is. Why would you not want to shine your light for others to enjoy?
Right.
And it's not, that's not of ego. No, nothing.
And eventually it gets, that light gets reflected back.
Right.
You know?
Right. So I had somebody call me and we're talking and stuff. And I said, what you saw was a mirror image of yourself happy. Mm-hmm. And he understood what I was saying, right? And look at yourself. Look at the people around you.
Mm-hmm.
And make choices. Who is of your vibration?
Stop it. Yep.
And if they're not, then don't be around them. We have choices. You know, like even with my son, he's got a whole lot better. But is he the right type of person to have me have living in the house right now with me? No. But maybe one day he can.
Right.
And if I'm willing to take that step, and I still love him, and he comes over and helps out and does things, you know, for his mom and dad, you know, think about it, right? But, you know, I can't use my client's experience, so I have to use things from my family, you know, because of universal laws. And that's another thing. You know, there are new universal laws for the fifth dimension, which I'm going to be teaching about. And I'm going to be doing some of it on the air, some of it at my center, and traveling and doing this. And it's like, you know, one thing right now, you know, I'm getting this this message. It's like, quit judging. It's really loud behind me. In my left ear right now. Quit judging. Tell them to quit judging. So we're going to take a quick break. We're going to talk more about fifth dimension universal laws. Here we go.
Learn to keep your best
best friend happy at Button Veterinary Hospital, your veterinarian in Tacoma, Washington, a full-service companion and animal hospital providing quality veterinary care throughout the life of your pet. At Button Vet, they understand the special role your pet plays in your family and are dedicated to becoming your partner in your pet's healthcare. To learn more about Button Vet, Dr. Danielle Jensen, and their other incredible veterinarians, visit buttonvet.com.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
The Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light shamanic healer Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds, bringing forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in Thursdays at 3 p.m. Pacific for the Dr. Bree Show, The Goddess Emergence, and live the authentic life.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Welcome, we're back. So, Catherine, we've had snow here. That was crazy. Crazy, crazy snow. So I went out in the snow one day, and I see purity in snow, the cleanliness, and that all the junk is being taken, you know, removing from the planet and all this stuff. And I see it with rain too, right? But I went into meditation, and I could feel what they were showing me was there was like a big fight between the dark and light during the snowstorm.
Wow.
And I don't know, you know, I don't know about you, but that's what I got off of it. And it was like the planet needed to clean.
All right.
I don't know, wild. Because it was something we haven't seen here ever.
Well, I know we've been getting an crazy amount of rain.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in Southern California for 35 years. I've never seen rain like this.
Well, and with the planet revolving so fast, mm-hmm. and the polar reverse.
Right.
You know, I know the polar bears at the zoo probably loved it.
Right.
You know, and all the other things and stuff. And I'm thinking of the polar bears that are in the Antarctica where they're supposed to have it. It's reversing. So it's like the world is turning, right?
Right.
And so, you know, get out there and support those animals. That's all I want to say on that one, because those animals need us right now.
They do.
You know, and animals live at a higher spiritual vibration than we do. Our dogs, our cats, fish, they all live at a higher spiritual vibration.
Well, let's look at it this way. They were all here before we were.
Thank you.
You know, it's like they were created first. They were put here first. Mm-hmm. They're part of this planet. They belong on this planet. We came from elsewhere. This is not our home, but it is their home. And so we're visiting their home, and we need to take care of them and take care of ourselves. We are at the bottom of the food chain. We think we're at the top of the food chain. We're at the bottom. You know, how much, you know, you can get a poisonous snake bite and be dead in 3 seconds, or you can be attacked by a polar bear and have your head bit off. I mean, you know, it's like we're at the bottom of the food chain. Get it, folks?
Right. No, that's very true. That's very true. I have an old English bulldog that just turned a year, and he is a handful.
I bet he is.
He's, yeah, almost 100 pounds and a handful. And he looks at you, and he's, and I get home every, when I come home from work here and stuff, I get home and I have him locked up in my kitchen because the other dogs are tired of him. They're 8 years old and older, right? Yeah. And he's like going, wiggling and jumping all around the kitchen, like, let me out. Right. Instead of wanting to go outside, he goes and gets his toys out of the toy box and brings them to me. Right. Not the ones he had in the kitchen all day. Right. Well, anyway, make a long story short, I'm going, oh, mama left you. I'm so sorry. And then I start licking my face and stuff like, I'm happy you're home. But when I have to come here, I said, mama's got to go to work. He'd get off the couch and walk straight to the kitchen and go sit on his blanket with his toys. It makes me feel bad, you know, like how you're leaving your kid at daycare, right?
I know, right?
And it's like, oh my gosh, Bogey, I'm so sorry, but I'll be home soon, I promise. You know, but then we make up for it, you know, when I get home. And my husband definitely does, plays with ball with him and stuff. He goes, well, I caught it 17 times today. You know, Kelly say, yeah, 17 times. And I'm listening to him. Huh, I can do more if I want to, you know, as an animal communicator, you know, but it's very true. They were here before us, mm-hmm. The whales, the dolphins, the fish, you know,
they were
the
doing
zebras, all the animals were here before we were here.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're not going by the quote King James Bible version thing. We're talking about the truth. They were here before us, you know, and there's times that some of us have been animals ourselves.
Absolutely.
And a lot of people don't want to buy that, but it's true.
Well, consciousness decides to make itself into every form,
right?
You know, in order to experience and learn and grow. So consciousness is experiencing it through us, mm-hmm. regardless of whether, you know, we are a dolphin or a cat or a mouse or, you know, a giraffe or whatever. We're consciousness that's going through it, and we decide what we want.
Mm-hmm. And that is part of the fifth dimensional rules, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Decide what you want and stick to it.
Right.
Do not waver. And do not let others pull you from what you're doing, because you don't like what you're, you know, one thing I want to say, quit being jealous over people, because you do not need to know their path.
Right.
You do not know how they got where they got.
Exactly.
I may not be saying that right, but you know what I'm saying? You know, you don't know the pathway and the journey they had to get there.
Right.
And this is all new fifth dimensional worlds, and we'll be talking a lot more about them. But the thing about it is, as you're looking at that, jealousy has been a big thing lately, and it needs to stop. I'm better than this, or I'm better than that. It's like, you know what? Forget it.
That's how we got into the situation we're in.
Right. And I will not, I'm not going back to the third dimension. I'm not going back to the fourth.
No.
You know,
jealousy is nothing more than low self-esteem.
Right. But, you know, the thing about it is and stuff is Leia Hona, she was the mother goddess of Lemuria. And I challenge her. And she'll say, those people need to go back to the second. And I'm start laughing, and you know, because I'm just channeling, so I'm not leaving my body. I can hear her, right? And she'll go, those people need to go back to the second. Now, when she comes in the medium system and she takes over, you need to go back to the second and start over. She, oh my gosh, she is just really point blank to exactly what she wants to say.
Good for her. And good for you for allowing that to come through like that, like the truth.
Oh, I have no problem with that. She slapped me a couple times against my head a couple times to remind me who I am and why I'm here. You know, and it's like, you know, you've been trained as a medium. Now let's do this right. You know, and when she first came in, it was like, okay, we were calling her Green Goddess for so long. And when she allowed us to use her name, it was like, okay, thank you. No, and so, but yeah, I feel all my guides around me laughing right now because it's so true. Just be yourselves. Be who you are, what you are. Be proud of who you are.
Exactly.
And just love yourself. Even if it's take these sticky notes and put them all over around your house and do it. It's worth it.
Right. Exactly.
Stand in the mirror and say, I love myself. I'm a divine being.
And whether, you know, they feel it or they don't feel it right now isn't the point. It's the point that they start giving it a voice. And right. Then eventually that will crack that egg open and they will feel it.
Very true. So, you know, we have a few minutes left in this show here, but, you know, a lot of us last year accepted our galactic selves. I know I did. You did. And a few other people. And it was not hard at all. It was just... it was home.
It was home.
And now I feel more at home now than I did a year ago. And with all the transformations we all had to go through, you went through them and other friends that you and I know, you know, have been through it. And it's like, just go forward. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to keep going forward just like you are. And we're going to do more shows like this, but you know, and we laugh and joke around and we just kind of wing it. Our shows, we talk about what we want to talk about. Then we go off to another subject and stuff, but know that, you know, Catherine, let them know how to get a hold of you, by the way.
Oh, you can go to Evolutionary Soul Psychic. And that's my new website. Spell it all out. Evolutionary Soul Psychic. And you can find all the information you need there.
Okay. And
that's .com, by the way.
That's a .com one, huh?
Yeah.
.com. I love it. I love you. You're great. All right, everyone. Thanks for listening today. This has been a fun show. I miss my friend. It's great. We'll do more shows together.
Thank you. You're welcome.
So we will see you all next week on the Dr. Bree Show.
Namaste.
Namaste.
You've been listening to the Dr. Bree Show, The Goddess Emergence. Join Dr. Bree Gibbs Thursdays at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Each show is designed to share and discuss timely key messages and truths. Dr. Bree brings forth gods and goddesses, ascended masters, and other communication our world needs. For more about Dr. Bree or the Goddess Emergence, visit www.drbreegibbs.com. That's www.drbreegibbs.com. And we'll see you next time.